Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy. Welcome to Midweek Motivation. We are talking again about experiencing God. Principle one, God is always at work around you. Principle number two, God pursues a continuing love relationship with you that is real and personal. And principle number three that we're going to focus on today is God invites you to become involved with Him in His work. So let's stop and ask a few reflective questions. Have you ever struggled to know God's will? And do you know that that personal relationship with you that He is continually pursuing is personal, but Henry reminds us it's not meant to be private? And what that spoke to me as affirmation of is find an accountability partner and start talking vulnerably and honestly with someone else about your spiritual journey. Is it dry? Is it hard? Is it great? Is it flowing? Whatever. You have to remember that we are not meant to walk this alone. It is not meant to be a private secret, our experience with God and our personal relationship with God. Join a group, join a Bible study. Come, women, we want you with us. If you're able to in Northwest Arkansas, jump in, NLC. Women's Wednesdays. It's called Becoming Fully Devoted. Reach out to somebody that you know. Reach out to me. Reach out to Madison. Join us. It is meant to be personal. It is not meant to be kept private. So, back to the question, have you ever struggled to know God's will? Do you constantly feel the need to just be doing something? Because you think doing something is what God wants. Or do you really understand that He's inviting you to abide with Him? He doesn't need you to do something. He needs you to be something. He needs you to be something for Him. He needs you to be with Him. He needs you to learn enough about His characteristics that you strive to emulate those for others to see the Jesus in you and wonder, how can she have joy in this situation, peace in this situation? How can she be without fear in this situation? How can she still keep going in this situation? It's so we can say, because I trust my God, because I believe in my God, because I know my God's going to take care of it. Do you know that sometimes your biggest testimony is in your test? It's when you're being tested by situations. And I don't think God sends those tests, but I think He strengthens us to be more like Him through them. But do you know that sometimes if we were just on easy street, and this is all Paulette talking, I left experiencing God resources for a minute after the question about, do you understand that He invites you to abide with Him? Now, this is me. Do you know, sometimes I think that when we pray and ask for good things to happen and the miracles and that things are just almost glory gravy train, that the reason God sometimes says, no, I'm not going to do it that way, it's because He needs us to remain faithful in a season or a situation that isn't easy, so other believers, and especially non-believers, can be witness to the fact that we are strengthened of God and strengthened by God in our situation. I do. I really believe that sometimes our biggest testimony is through a test. I'll never forget that when we lost our home in a tornado, April 9 of 2009, I was handling it the best that I could, trusting God throughout, thanking Him for the fact that my husband and I and my three kids were alive. It was hard, but I just kept trying to stay focused and motivated by He protected us. He protected each one of us so much more important than any personal belongings. We were alive. And then the number of people later, years later, that spoke back to us about humbling and honoring to God, they felt our family remained in that crisis, spoke volumes to them. Well, I didn't think of it that way. I was in the middle of it. I can remember it was before Easter Sunday. So Easter Sunday, we were literally at church. We didn't miss going to church after the tornado and losing everything. But like, I was in sweatpants and a sweatshirt that either I was wearing the night we got out of the tornado, or I don't know how, whatever. And our girls were a part of the youth choir, and you know, everybody's dolled up, everybody's dressed up, everybody's hair's all fixed. And Hillary and Madison walk up there to sing as a part of this youth choir, and they're wearing their bedraggled clothes you would never normally think of them putting on and going to church in, because that's what we had to wear. But we knew as a family it was so important for us to go into a place and a house of worship and say, God, you protected us. We are alive. We are here to serve you. We were here before to serve you, but man, how intensified are we now that you weren't done with any of us. You still had a purpose for each of us. So we showed up, not caring what we looked like. So I just want you to stop and ask yourself, are you allowing and being content to just be the person that God has for you to be? Are you abiding with him? Are you content to just follow him one day at a time? Just one day at a time, which is why my prayer for myself in the mornings are, I give you this day. God, I give you this day. Because I just need to margin through today. I need enough Holy Spirit for today. I need to walk out enough of who Jesus walked out for me today. I need enough of his saving grace to give grace to others. I need his mercy to give mercy to others. I need his joy and his peace to overflow to others. I just need today. And then my anxieties or potential anxieties can be at bay because I'm not running out ahead of him and I'm not going back and pulling out the past. So if you don't know where God is for the future, that's okay. You don't need to know. You need to know what God has for you today, which is why I strive to read my word with God in the morning, and whatever I receive through the Holy Spirit of that word that day is my truth focus for that day, is my application for that day, because I just need to worry about getting through that day. And so Henry Blackaby reminds us, no matter how far you go, no matter how hard you run, God continues to pursue you in a deep love relationship because God is love, 1 John 4:8. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, Mark 12:30. When you find yourself too busy to spend time with God, you don't have a scheduling problem, you have a love problem. Psalm 16:11, in God's presence is fullness of joy. So if you are without joy, stop and think, how often and how long are you staying in his presence? If you want joy, seek to abide in his presence and seek to abide more in his presence. God will not be satisfied until I love him with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. So how do we do that? We choose to spend time in God's word. We choose to get as close to Jesus as we possibly can. I choose to study his attributes. I look at in the word, what does it say Jesus did? Where did he go? How did he speak? How was his pace? You know, how did he ask questions to people and have them come to the realization themselves? And then I thank him for what he has done for me. So find the time to spend with God's word. Spend the time in God's word with God Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal His truths to you. Seek to apply those truths just for that day. And then thank Him on the daily. I think sometimes we're so often asking Him for things that we forget to thank Him for everything we have. Thank Him for everything you do have and not just be the broken record for asking Him for what you don't. And it's okay to ask. The Bible, the truth of the word does say ask and ask repetitively, but don't forget to thank Him. Thank Him before you ask, or for sure thank Him after you ask. So begin orientating your life to God's will. His purposes go far beyond time, and they lead us into eternity. Make sure you're investing your life, time, and resources in things that will last, not in things that will pass away, not the temporary. Doesn't matter about the house, the cars, the clothes. If you don't recognize that God created you for eternity, you will invest in the wrong priorities. We want, listen to it again, our time and our resources in things that are eternal. This is why a love relationship with God is so important. He loves you. He knows what is best for you. So we should be seeking daily to ask Him to guide us to invest our life, our time, and our resources in the most worthwhile ways. That's why a few episodes ago I was talking about, look at your schedule. Schedule the things that are priority first. They're keeping you with God, with like-minded believers in His word first. Then of course you've got to put in your work, your livelihood, keeping your children clothed, bathed, fed. Yes, you have to keep all those things in. But it's okay to look at your schedule and say, you know what? Is this really an internal, worthwhile thing? And say no to some things that have you hurried and scurried that may not be for the motivation right now in this season of life that you need. So this guidance will come as you walk with Him in His word and you seek the Holy Spirit for His truth. To be loved by God is the highest relationship, the highest achievement, and the highest position in life. And we were created for that. That's why He created you, to love you and be loved by you. God did not create you for just when He sees you again in eternity. He created you for a life now on earth that is eternally minded. So He asks that we look at the idea of, I will let my present be molded and shaped by what I am to become in you, Christ. I'm going to repeat that. I will let my present be molded and shaped by what I am to become in you, Christ. So then it's not so much about asking Him to get you out of the struggles and the situations and the turmoil and the financial problems and the relationship problems and the health problems, because what if that is the means to shape and mold us into becoming more Christ-like? What if the tornado that affected our family was not meant to hurt or harm us, but to shape and mold us to be more mindful of what matters and how we walk that out? And for a split second, when everything we owned was demolished, I now take a lot less stock in any objects or items. And I know He did that for my husband and my three children as well. That, you know what? Material things just don't matter as much. So pray about any adjustment you need to make in the ways that you need to make them and ask Him. He will reveal to you, He will have forefront and center on your mind the things that He wants to speak to you through. He is very good at convicting us because He does it in such a loving way to make us better and grow from it. So think about it. He's always at work. He's pursuing a continuing love relationship with you that's real and personal. Remember, don't keep it private. Just, it's personal. But share it with others. Someone else needs to hear your struggles and your successes. I call them your glows and your grows. And God invites you to become involved with Him in His work. That's why we have to incline our ear to hear. That's why we have to look for His truths and how to apply them. Because He wants us to get involved. He wants us to join with other like-minded believers and get in the game. Come on, let's be all in. So I personally am so excited for this spring as we are reading through the one-year Bible, as we are journaling our journey where we are seeking the truth of God's word and we are seeking to apply that truth, and how we are seeking who it is we are to share our personal relationship and walk with God to. Someone else needs to be invited in on this journey, because iron sharpens iron. I'm so glad you tuned in again with us. And next week we'll be talking about how God speaks to us by the Holy Spirit through the Bible, prayer, circumstances, and the church. How we can see Him reveal Himself to us. Thanks for tuning in. May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.